ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي ختم الله به الرسالات وأتم به النعمة وأكمل به الدين، ونصلي ونسلم على هذا الرسول الأمين الذي بلغ رسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة ولم ينتقل إلى الرفيق الأعلى حتى بين ما أنزل الله من كتاب وما أجمل من خطاب، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، those of you who attended the very first lesson, inshallah, this is a reminder for them, and a nasiha for those who joined later and missed the very first lesson, which was of extreme importance, where I explained the importance of learning and its condition, what brings the success in it, and what does not. And as I mentioned, that this deen is something that is our need. This deen is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability for. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that He created us. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who brought you out of the wombs of your mothers whilst you knew nothing. But He gave you this ability to hear and see and understand so that you become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This gratefulness is by you using these abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But this cannot be utilized, these abilities cannot be used until we have an external source for these abilities, which means that if we want to see from our eyes, there has to be an external source of light. If we want to hear from our ears, there has to be an external source of sound. If we want to understand from our heart, there has to be an external source of guidance for this heart so that it can understand. And this is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers and prophets. He sent the books. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets, bearers of good news, warners, and sent with them the book with haqq. This was completed on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam ad-deena. And completed the deen on the last prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he left this dunya, he said, قَدْ تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْدَى لَيْلُهَا كَنَحَارِهَا. This is reported by Ibn Majah, Ahmad and Al-Hakim. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have left you on clear white. Its nights are like its days. Meaning, there is no difference in clarity. Meaning, no matter what situation we are, what time it is, what status it is, what the kind of people these are, what their affairs are, in all matters there is a guidance in this deen, because deen which is perfected. This is how he left his ummah. However, this is something that does not go automatically in the heart of every person who is born in that ummah or who enters that ummah. No. Despite that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these abilities to hear and see and understand, despite that He has sent the messengers, despite this He sent the books and the guidance, this is of no use to an individual until that individual has the wish to seek it. Okay, very important to realize. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla innahu tadhkira, faman sha'a dhakara. No, This is only a reminder. For whom? For the one who wishes to seek it. So the one who wishes to seek this reminder, to seek this guidance, then it is there. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَسَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ عَمِيَ فَعَلَيْهَا وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيدٍ. That these lights, these visions, these sights have come. Whoever sees them, it is for him, good for him. Whoever blinds from them, who turns his eye away from them, then this is for him, his loss. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to say that I am not a guard on you. So this guidance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, it does not come to anyone except by wishing. This is the first step of seeking this guidance. That a person has a desire in his heart. But many who desire do not reach their goal, as Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, reported by Ad-Darimi in his Sunan. The famous statement of Ibn Mas'ud, which everyone should remember, when he said, وَكَمْ مِمْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَنْ يُسِيبَ. How many who intend good, who wish to seek the good, never reach it. Why? Because of two main reasons. Their failure to recognize the right intention and purpose behind this desire, and their failure to acquire the right kind of manner in which a person should seek this knowledge, seek this guidance. This is the reason. Intention, purpose, mashallah, everybody knows, and I've gone through this in detail, so I'm not going to discuss all, you know, what are the aims and purposes of seeking the knowledge, because that's not the aim of this lesson. But what I wanted to remind, why I said all what I said up to here, is the manner in which a person seeks this. And no, I don't want to discuss all of the manners. That's also a subject which we have gone through in detail, inshallah, some other time maybe. But the most important part of this manner of seeking the knowledge, the most important aspect and the most common reason of failure, is the patience on this knowledge, sabr. So despite that a person has wish, he intends good, he is sincere towards it, his intention is right, he lacks the patience. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in a specific manner. That this knowledge is not something that can be achieved in passing, with carelessness. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hud, تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ. These are news from the unseen which we are inspiring towards you. مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا. Neither you nor your people were aware of this before this. فَاسْبِرْ. Then be patient. إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, the outcome is for the muttaqeen. And muttaqeen here, it is connected with that. Hey, they have to be patient. So being patient on this knowledge is something that is essential. Now, patience on what? Why I emphasize and repeated this today? Patience on learning. Patience on practicing what a person has learned. And patience on conveying what he has learned, transferring that. All these things require patience. It cannot be done in haste. It cannot be done in passing. It cannot be done in carelessness. So learning, of course, this is your issue here. You are learning. We are in, you know, in this teaching session, and you are learning. Learning requires patience. So what does this entail? I'm seeing this commonly, that when I start, there are maybe, like today, I noted that when I started, there were 10 people. Okay, with only 10 people, we 5 minutes after, they went up to, I think there were 18, then the rest came even after that. If I have to start right on time, then most of you will miss something important, okay? Because this is a subject, it is connected. If you miss one line, then you will be confused about the subject. So it's not a recreation session that you can come whenever you want. Secondly, I have noticed constantly, I'm not finished speaking about the subject, then somebody just leaves, no problem, without even, you know, telling or any reason. In fact, nobody should leave the class until I finish even the question answers. You know, you are in a classroom situation. This is not like any ordinary, you know, internet discussion rooms. You come and go whenever. No, you are in this is the patience. You enter the room on time, you don't leave until I finish. It's not for everyone that, you know, whenever he wants, he can just slip off. This is very bad manner. But this is something that not to, for criticism, this is something for that we refine ourselves, inshallah. So this is the reminder that I wanted to put before I begin the class. Inshallah, this is something that requires taking care of.